Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Hello everyone, I'm Aya FEDA, Management and Leadership Consultant at Insignium Paris. I have the privilege today to interview an inspiring senior executive from Emirates Airline. Emirates Airline is a leading international carrier known for its exceptional service, extensive route network, and luxurious travel experience, making it a preferred choice for travelers worldwide. With a commitment to innovation, safety, and customer satisfaction, Emirates continues to set industry standards and provide seamless global connectivity. My guest today is Najib Benkader, the head of Emirates Skywards. Najib is a leader with more than 30 years' experience in the airline industry. He is a trusted business partner with experience in building long-term relationships with major stakeholders and a transformational leader enabling the success of Emirates Skywards loyalty program and business unit. Najib, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Aya, for the invite.
First of all, congratulations on reaching the milestone of 30 million members in Emirates Skywards. How has the program evolved over the years to attract and retain such a vast membership base?
So I'll take you back to 1985 when Emirates launched as an airline, started actually operating in the month of October 1985. It started with humble beginnings with two leased aircrafts to become today the world's largest international airline. It ranked in 2022 among the top 100 most reputable organizations in the world and is the only company from the Middle East and North America region to make it to the 2022 Global RepTrak 100. But Skywards launched actually in 2000 as the frequent flyer program of Emirates Airline. It grew to 10 million members by 2013 and now tripled in size in the last 10 years, following the airline growth and Dubai prominence as a business hub and a destination of choice. As a matter of fact, Dubai has been crowned the number one global destination in the TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Award for the last two successive years. In 2016, we started the transformation of the frequent flyer program scheme, taking it to more into what I would call a lifestyle loyalty program. So creating a large ecosystem of travel and lifestyle partners and actively engaging with a broader base through mainly the digital channels. We provided members with more opportunities to earn, including on everyday spend. We democratized the program by allowing people to have access to rewards from the first mile they earn. And we enriched the benefits for our premium members to still provide them a level of exclusivity. And that's for our most loyal customers. We're credited with few firsts in the industry. We were one of the first airline loyalty programs to launch a subscription service a couple of years ago. We have a partnership with one of the world's largest shopping mall, the Dubai Mall. We personalized the member communication. And also a few years back, we started this in-path offers when people are booking on Emirates Online.
Awesome. My second question for you would be, so Emirates Skywards has a diverse member base from over 180 countries. So how do you tailor the program to meet the unique needs and preferences of such a globally distributed audience?
You're right, Aya, to say that we have a very globally distributed base at the image of the Emirates Fly Dubai and Dubai as major international hub. So our member base comes from nearly every corner of the globe. Maybe a couple of interesting facts. Our top five countries by membership come from four continents. And unlike other airlines, our top two countries are not our home base. It's actually the UK and US where we have more than 3 million members. But the expansive airline network that Emirates and Fly Dubai has, we have more than 200 destinations combined between the two airlines. We offer members a possibility to fly from nearly any major city in the north or west to any major city in the south or east. We're connecting the world, and this makes us relevant to travelers around the globe. But our airline partners extend our reach even farther. So you may have heard about the partnership that we just launched with United and Air Canada in North America, for example, but the one that we had for a number of years with Qantas in Australia and New Zealand, or Gol in Brazil, or JAL in Korea in Asia, to name a few. This provides us with local relevance to our members. But beyond just air and farther in the travel category, we have a global strategic partnership with Marriott Bonvoy, whereby members can earn on both programs. We also offer and redeem opportunities on hotels worldwide through our Skywards hotel booking platform. We also offer an opportunity for our members to earn and redeem with everyday partners through our Skywards Miles More platform or our financial partners in our most strategic markets.
As the head of Emirates Skywards, how do you see the loyalty program evolving in the future to actually continue delivering value and innovation to its members?
So really, we define our strategy as one of harnessing data to effectively engage with our members in the digital channels. That means more personalization for the benefits of our members. This is not just about targeted offers, but could go as far as unbundling benefits for premium members to allow them more choice and flexibility. But while digitalization is important, we are also focusing on curating more on the ground and in the air experiences for our members to build a strong emotional connection with them. So if I take as an example our Skywards exclusive platform, we provide members access to redemption opportunities for VIP and behind the scene experiences, leveraging our partners and sponsorship assets. You know, we have a number of those in the sports category, for example. And we'll continue to do more of this, what I call money can buy, but miles can experiences.
Very clear. Thank you. And speaking about technology and digitalization, so how is Emirates Skywards leveraging technology and digital platform to create a seamless and speedy experience for its members?
So to start with, the Emirates app itself is a great travel companion for our members during their journey. We have features like pre-ordering of meals in business class or selection of onboard entertainment from our award-winning in-flight entertainment system. We have baggage tracking features that are here to relieve our members from their anxiety during their journey. So further enhancing their experience of flying with us. We also have the Skywards Everyday app, which is a platform for members to engage with lifestyle partners when visiting or residing in Dubai. We actually made it totally seamless, whereby you link up to 5 credit or debit cards through the app. And whenever you are swiping your card at one of our partners' outlet, we have 1,000 of them across the UAE, you earn miles for your spend. So this is an example of how we leverage technology to provide the seamless earn experience to our members. Above and beyond, we are looking at technologies like blockchain to secure earn-burn transactions. We're looking at AI for online targeted offers and predictive modeling for managing our member churn.
Great, thank you. Speaking about the leadership part of your job, so as a transformational leader, how do you help create breakthrough performance within your organization?
So the Skywards transformation actually follows 4 major transformations that I had the privilege to undergo in the past 20 years as a travel and technology executive. I believe that there are 3 main ingredients for success that helped me with transforming businesses and delivering breakthrough performance. So the first one is truly about developing an aspirational vision that energizes the team and rally it behind a unifying sense of purpose. The second one focuses mostly on communication and is about aligning internal and external stakeholders behind the vision itself. And the third one is a very important one, is around planning and executing with precision on a set of initiatives supporting the realization of the vision. So this includes obviously setting and measuring and reporting on specific KPIs. So I have these 3 main ingredients for success, but in a world that's changing at a fast pace and evolving in its volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous world business environment, I think 3 main traits of leadership to ensure that the organization performs as its highest potential in a world changing at a fast pace. So first is, for me, it's important that the leaders need to act as what I call apprentices. That's acknowledging that no one knows it all, learning to unlearn, and listening with humility. I also think that the leaders need to act as what I call fusionists, acknowledging that no one can do it on his own, harnessing passion, energy, and creativity with diverse cross-functional teams, and building powerful networks. Most innovative solutions to complex problems comes from the fusion of ideas. And the third thing, and a very important one, is about leaders acting as amplifiers of talent, unleashing the full potential, stimulating intense exchange of ideas, and facilitating rigorous debates, stretching and empowering talent.
You spoke about it, but how do you define a formula of success in leading a team and driving her to see the vision and work to create a breakthrough result?
So if I reflect on what I just said before, and I would summarize it into one leadership trait, which is being an authentic and mindful leader, understanding oneself, harnessing the power of what I call accretive partnerships, and building high-performance teams. But I am beyond the breakthrough results that are obviously key to determining success. I would highlight the importance for any leader to leave a legacy behind, and that goes beyond the hard numbers. It is the culture we instill, the people we develop, and the teams we build. And that is key to sustaining success year after year, no matter what changes or challenges we are facing. And when I think specifically about our success at Skywards, the formula has been what I call the three R's, and we came to be known for, and that helped us weather many storms, and that's resolve, resourcefulness, and resilience.
Very inspiring and insightful. Thank you, Najeeb. As a leader, what keeps you up at night and what are some of the most difficult aspects of your role that others may not realize?
So at Skywards, we're at the intersection of customer experience and commercial contribution. And we need to continuously strike a balance between the two. Being an advocate of the members we serve to the airlines we support, and an advocate of the airlines we support to the members we serve. This balancing act requires sense and sensibility. So maybe a couple of elements to make that make our roles at Skywards very special is that we depend on others to deliver the actual service to our members, especially during the travel journey. So this means constantly raising awareness with the different touch points at airport, lounge, onboard. We also depend on our marketing colleagues to communicate with our members and our commercial colleagues to get access to flight rewards. I'm saying this to highlight the importance of extreme collaboration with all the internal stakeholders for us to be successful. So our dependency on others, some may look at it as a challenge. I look at it as a very rewarding experience because it pushes us really above and beyond and makes collaboration as part of our DNA. Finally, and it may come to a surprise to many, we at Skywards have to continuously prove ourselves on how we're adding value to Emirates. We work for a very strong brand, as I mentioned earlier, that some may argue does not need a loyalty program, given the excellence of the product and experience we offer to our customers. Again, I could look at it as a challenge, but actually I look at it as a blessing. It is a blessing for us, but our job is to create a lasting emotional bond between Emirates and the traveler, even the frequent ones. So we are always top of mind, or should I say top of heart, whenever people think about travel.
Awesome. And now, what excites you about the future?
Well, a lot of things, but there is a new generation of digital natives, customers and staff that is coming on board, and new expectations are being set. So for us, we need to design new ways to engage with our members, but also new ways of working for our staff and embrace new technologies as well to do so. This keeps the transformation we started in 2016 as an evergreen one. Our target for 2026 has us multiplying our key metrics by nearly 5x within 10 years from when we initiated the transformation. This keeps us on our toes. Personally, I feel re-energized just by talking about it. This is actually the secret to eternal youth as a leader.
That's great, Najeeb. Thank you. And lastly, is there anything else that we did not tackle that would be interesting for your audience?
I hope I convinced you to become a Skywards member if you're not.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure. Thank you very much again, Najeeb. That was a pleasure to have you.
Excellent. Thanks, Aya, for inviting me.
Over 30 years ago, Insignium pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.